Prosecutors in the Darun Ravi webcam spying case are taking the rare move of appealing the judge's sentence because they believe it's much too lenient. That indefinitely delays Ravi from turning himself into the Middlesex County Jail to serve the 30-day sentence. As Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports, the appeal reflects how the case continues to raise questions about whether the sentence is appropriate for a hate crime.
This hate crime never involved a violent act. The victim, Tyler Clementi, jumped off the George Washington Bridge just a day after Darun Ravi invited his Twitter followers to watch Clementi have sex with a man. But in sentencing Ravi to 30 days in jail, Judge Glenn Berman said New Jersey's bias intimidation law was meant to apply to cases that involve violence or a threat of violence.
And again, I am not condoning what this gentleman did. I'm not minimizing it. I am not defending it. But that's what I believe the legislature had in mind when they adopted this statute.
And that's precisely where the 30-day jail sentence has left us. Was it appropriate for Ravi to be charged with a hate crime that carries a 10-year maximum sentence in the first place? And if it was, did the judge let him off with a slap of the wrist? Ari Waldman is a law professor at Brooklyn Law School who teaches about sexual orientation and the law. He says the case proceeded just as it should have, and that hate crime laws should be used in cases where someone is targeted because they are gay.
The prosecution did its job, and the judge did his job. This wasn't what lawyers call jury nullification on the part of the judge. The judge wasn't rejecting the conviction.
Waldman says the judge recognized that, given the lack of actual violence, Ravi should be sentenced more leniently than the hate crime law suggests. He says hate crime laws in general, and New Jersey's bias intimidation law, need to be interpreted broadly because it's impossible to foresee each specific offense that will harm gay people.
So we fit them in. We fit square pegs into round holes sometimes with invasions of privacy and bias crimes, et cetera, et cetera.
Justice was served, Waldman says, by charging Ravi with 15 crimes, holding a high-profile trial, and sentencing him to a short jail term. James Jacobs is a law professor at NYU who has written a book critical of the way hate crime laws are used. Jacobs says the 30-day sentence is appropriate for the invasion of privacy and hindering prosecution charges. But if there had been any heaping on of time for the bias intimidation convictions, it would be akin to making it a crime to inflict emotional distress.
Like calling them a bad name or outing them in public or something like that. That would be a huge expansion of our use of the criminal law.
Hate crime statistics only specify whether the underlying crime is one against a person, property, or society. Jacobs believes the Ravi case may be the first one in the country that involves invasion of privacy. Richard Kim, editor of The Nation magazine, spoke with the WNYC program The Takeaway the day after the sentence about his experience as a gay teenager growing up in New Jersey and being bullied. Kim agrees with the 30-day sentence, but he cautions against relying on the legal system to stop homophobia and gay teen suicide.
You know, I don't think any individual case does that. I think it's going to be the actions of a lot of parents and a lot of neighbors and a lot of friends and administrators at colleges and schools to make that happen. You saw Tyler's mother in court.
Why was he so arrogant and so mean-spirited and evil that he would humiliate and embarrass Tyler in front of his new dorm mates, the very people Tyler was trying to meet and become friends with? How could they all just go along with such meanness? Why didn't any one of them speak up and stop it?
And I think that's a very fair question from Tyler's mother and something that we as a society have to address. How could other people have witnessed this kind of bullying happen and not stepped in to do the right thing?
And ultimately, this is what Judge Berman seemed to be saying with the 30-day sentence. Ravi is going to jail for invading Clementi's privacy and hindering a prosecution. The larger problem, that Ravi was part of a group of college freshmen who humiliated a shy, socially isolated gay dorm mate, is better addressed outside the legal system. For WNYC, I'm Nancy Solomon.